I guess I lost you, huh?
Hi, yeah, it's Jessica. The call is being recorded again. I do apologize. I'm not sure what happened, but bear with me. Do you remember your diagnosing doctor
yeah.
name? Okay.
Elias Vo, V-O.
Elijah?
Elias, E-L-I-S-E.
Elias, and then what was the last name?
Vo. Vo, V like in vase, O like in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I got a doctor's telephone number.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. What's the phone number?
877-696-3622.
Okay, I found it here. And is she at...
Long Beach Medical
Center. Yeah, Memorial Care.
Yeah, yes.
On Chaffel Avenue.
It's 2801 Atlantic.
Oh, okay. Here, one moment. Atlantic.
Long Beach, California.
Can we get the Atlantic Avenue or Atlantic? You said Boulevard.
Avenue,
okay.
90806.
Okay. I found it here. You said 2801 Atlantic Ave?
Yes.
Okay.
90806.
Sorry, bear with me. So you were diagnosed in California. Did you use hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to your diagnosis? Yeah.
Yes.
On average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer?
Oh, probably about 10.
10 times?
Yeah.
On average? Okay.
And maybe like six.
Six times per year?
Yeah.
And then... Sorry, bear with me. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know any other family members, friends that also used hair relaxer and were diagnosed with cancer?
No.
And then, as far as the state you used the product in, was it just California?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is best to your knowledge, but do you know how many times, do you know what year you first started using it, estimately?
Well, I know I used it this year, January to May.
Okay, so the last time you used it was May of this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what age you first started using it, maybe?
Oh, about 70.
Since 1970?
Yeah. No, I was 70.
Oh,
years
old? Okay.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
I'm 76. Age is a number. Mine's unlisted.
Okay, so 1976 plus 70 wouldn't make sense.
I was born January 26, 1946.
46. Okay. So 2016 maybe is the first year you started using it, if that was 70?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And then, so you used it for, let's see, 24 minus, so 8 years total, roughly?
Yeah.
And you said you were using it about 6 times per year. So I'm going to do monthly. And then,
yeah.
Did you use the treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Home. Okay. Do you know what brand you use?
No, I don't. I don't have the brand.
I'm not sure. Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes, because you said you were using it for 8 years and then your cancer happened. Okay. And then next here, the medical information. What type of treatment did you receive?
I treated, anyway, I got one. Let's see, I received one ovary was removed, and then I was on morphine.
Okay.
The right ovary and removed, and then I was on morphine for pain.
Okay. And that was March you had surgery?
Yeah.
Did that same doctor give you treatment, Dr. Vo?
Yeah.
Okay. Same, like, location and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
It's F like in Frank, R-A-N. C-E-S-C-A.
So F-R-A-N-C-E-S-C-A?
A, yeah.
So C-E-S-C-A. Okay. And then last name?
Kingsley. K-I-N-G-S-L-E-Y.
K-I-N-G-S-L-E-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, and then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
January 26, 1946.
And again, it was 1-26-1946?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, let's see here. Is the 310-213-7921 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
My email is Francesca Beauty and Beyond.
Beauty and Beyond?
Beyond. Yeah.
Is it all spelled out?
Yes.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail. So first name beauty and beyond @gmail.com. And then what is your mailing address?
3565 Linden Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90807, Unit 212.
So it was 3565 Linden Ave, Unit 3. or excuse me, 212.
Yeah, 212.
Long Beach, California, 90807.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and they'll request the medical records, but say they needed you to provide them, you would be able to, right, by mail or electronically?
Yeah.
Okay, and then lastly, the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Not really.
No? Okay. No worries. And then bear with me. Make sure nothing else is needed. For the medical record release forms, what is your social?
It's 374-464-050.
So again, it was 374-464-050?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me. Thank you.